Okay, so should I start?
Yep.
Okay, so I think it's better to first have a presentation of my work and then we can discuss with this crash in time and temp what we can do for my future to continue my research because apparently I did have serious problem. So I'm gonna start with the presentation.
You can be sitting here itself and do the presentation.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, so it's my work is generally about using posterior in speech recognition systems and somehow enhancing estimation of posteriors, getting new posteriors which are more informative by somehow integrating some external knowledge like prior knowledge and contextual information related to the problem. And then use this posterior estimation method for designing hierarchical speech recognition systems. So in this hierarchical architecture, I will be able to integrate extra knowledge at the proper level of hierarchy, and I will be also able to combine different kind of knowledge or sources of knowledge. Well, as you know, generally posteriors are estimated using the neural networks and more specifically NLPs in a speech recognition system. So time limited window of a speech signal is represented by some Chebyshev features which are then processed by an elementary, and it gives us some evidences in the form of phone posteriors. Then we use these phone posteriors as features or as scores for either just decoding or training and inference training and then decode. But we know that in this case we are not able to integrate contextual information, long contextual information, and we are not able to integrate the prior knowledge we can have about phonemes or about words in the posterior estimation. So the main motivation is to see if we can integrate this kind of extra knowledge in the posterior estimation. So what we propose to solve this problem is to use what we formally use in HMM formally, which is called gamma state posterior, as a posterior for training or decoding. So it's, but as you know, it's state posterior probability in HMM, which is defined as the probability of being in a specific HMM state at a specific time, having the whole observation sequence and the model. So whole observation sequence means having complete contextual information, and the model can encode some kind of prior knowledge for us by means of topological constraints. Well, you know it's this gamma posterior is written in terms of forward and backward HMM recursions. And actually, one way to use this gamma posterior is using this posterior as some kind of new source for decoding. So in this case, it will be similar to hybrid method. The difference is that we do one more step. So we do one more step here, and we here by means of another HMM we introduce some kind of prior knowledge and contextual information. We get better evidences than what we initially had here, and then we do the decoding and more informative posterior instead of this one. So we are expecting the system to perform better and more robust to more indicators. Here you see some results and what is the effect of introducing reasonable prior knowledge. So different rows in this table are showing different level of noise and also plain speech. and different columns are showing different kind of posteriors or crumbled posteriors. So the first column is showing the our baseline system, which is getting estimate of posteriors called half MMP, and then using these posteriors for decoding. And the other columns are showing the performance of different kind of gamma. So gamma, which is estimated using information about minimum duration of phonemes, about possible transition between phonemes, and some more prior knowledge, like which word is composed of which phonemes, and grammatical knowledge about transition between vowels and things like this. So as you see, introducing more reasonable prior knowledge will help to have better performance in almost all the cases. And here I compare the performance of the gamma-based system with the standard HMM-GMM system, which is based on doing decoding using likelihoods as scores. And the difference is that our system is using posteriors for decoding. So as you see, it's working better than the standard HMM-GMM system. And finally, the conclusion is here we saw how we can get some more informative posterior by introducing extra knowledge, like prior and contextual information, and then using this posterior estimation method to design hierarchical speech recognition system, which the goal is to have a better, more efficient, and more robust system. So if you want, now we can discuss about the crash and the loss of data. So well, I lost all the posteriors I use as input for my system. So the gamma are somehow estimated or computed on top of posterior. And now I don't have any posterior. And probably the scripts generating that posterior. So what I can do.
You go to the table we have there, like the big table, with all that, then we can discuss. So I think I have all the gammas, no? Especially gamma full models I have.
Gamma full model, but what about other ones, and what about the posterior?
The posteriors?
Because I you know, I cannot stop, like you said, I may do something else, you know, in future with this. But I need posteriors.
Now you need the different method. From how from gammas you can generate
posteriors. Even you have those three state performance gammas, also? You have all these?
No, I don't have them. All and we have that because you stored them. Okay.
So now you can
go back up to the future, you know?
Yeah. maybe some other PhD student should be hired.
I was just, and let's talk about little about this presentation itself. The slide number 6. How you feel it is important that you are taking the context of the whole utterance? How important it could be? Is it not a possibility that you are having less context?
Less context?
Maybe instead of having context from 1 to capital T, which is for the whole utterance, which doesn't make much sense,
yes,
in general. So what is the possibility that you can cut the context? Instead of having the context from...
You mean the smaller context?
That's right. Might be left to right, everything there, but not the whole context. Because it's a fact that when you are having one utterance, so one utterance is like a full sentence or something, and there might not be much breaks in it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it doesn't make sense that you are going too much in the past and then you are trying to compute something which is not related.
Yeah, well, even they can have some information which are not so meaningful or which are not related. Yeah, well, but then I will have the problem to find the optimum amount of context.
Mm-hmm.
How much context should I take?
Kind of, let's say Hynek's idea is usually 100 milliseconds or 1 second.
So, but for numbers, I think it may be okay. Numbers, hardly.
Yeah, numbers it might be okay because most of the sentences might be 3 seconds or something.
Even less than that, yeah, just few words.
Yeah.
So, but if for CTS or something, like if it's really long sentence of 10 seconds or something, you may not really need so
that
much.
That much of context to computer commas.
You know, it's really computationally very intensive also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. That's reasonable.
Okay, so when we are talking about them, then my stories are the worst, I think.
So because, yeah, all the posteriors are from you only.
I cannot generate posteriors.
And,
so there is,
and you don't have the scripts? Or
I don't have the C files also present.
Ah, okay, you have just your clips.
Yeah, no. God has stopped my work. He has said that enough is enough.
And what could happen if you don't even have your tennis?
Yeah, then I would have taken 2 years extension.
Right, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Let's see what happens.
But for your case, you don't need really complicated courses. You just need some PHPs and then.
Yes. Yeah, you can regenerate it, no? Because you mostly did it on what? On bus and couple of CTS experiments, right?
Yeah, for CTS, Peter still, I think, has. Because he didn't lose anything. So.
No, but he may be linking to my theories. Because my
no,
got
no,
the
no,
wave
no,
files.
I probably might.
But you got all the wave files, so.
Yeah, but the wave file is in the temp only, right? So
yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
The thing is that I can recover it back from.
Yeah, so if he got features, then it's okay. Otherwise, if he has to generate again, he can't.
Because
generate.
Even Beth has lost a lot.
Yeah.
He's having only the results with him.
So
he doesn't have the files.
Because
everything, if they say that we cannot recover it, then I can quickly get it back from EC in a couple of days. I can put all the system back here.
Okay.
But everybody has features in temp only, most of them, all the CTS features or CTS verifiers.
Yeah.
So forget about CTS at least now, I think.
Yeah, because you have to download that much of data.
It takes at least 1 or 2 weeks.
No, I can see, downloading is not the thing. One thing is that I have to do is that they have data in a particular structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to first of all, organize data files and then I can get it back here.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you need to do some segmentation also.
And then
mm-hmm.
you have to get their PLP features and.
Yeah, that I can get all those things.
Okay, because those files are also very big. They are not single files.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Those files can be recovered easily. Only thing is that now they have to say that we cannot recover it.
Yeah, we can wait at least 1 or 2 weeks for this.
One or two days, like this week, I can wait and see. If they cannot recover it, then I can just get all the data from EC and put back to PTC.
But still, I think we can't really do these things before I test.
No, we cannot.
Yeah, so that's like maybe we can concentrate what, especially on numbers now, and then we can go to CTS.
Yeah.
So in numbers case, what you really need?
Posted your estimated using PLP features for
numbers. Yeah, we need to generate again PLPs, but the files are there.
Yeah, PLP, numbers 95 database is there.
PLPs are also last.
Yeah, PLPs.
Okay.
Everything.
Everything
is there.
And if you really ask me, even the structure which was there, real, every point by point, how PLPs are generated. That information is also not there.
But you are generating PLPs from Fika.
Yeah. The parameters which are exact.
Mm. But at least
hopefully 95% I know, but that 5%.
Yeah, that you can do.
And then we need to train the new weights because MLP training needs to be done, and then only the next step will happen. So it's pretty. Pretty whole thing is stupid. Whether we can replicate the results, whatever results you are showing, whether we can replicate them or not, presently it's not known.
But at least you have something to verify there.
Yeah.
So PLPs, or these are all 13, just only PLPs, not deltas?
No, there is not that one. There is another problem for verifying these results, because well, for these results, the configuration should not. I also save the configuration somewhere in the tent. Mm-hmm. So exactly how many states for decoding and which kind of mm-hmm. language model and mm-hmm. things like this. I think I can remember almost all of them, but mm-hmm. it's a bit.
But if you got something from Hammond or Method, and I have those number of states, we have them. No? Like it's only for only closing DCL, KCL, they have.
No. He's using different set of IP.
He got from you.
Do you use our set of for the number of states? For the gamma estimation?
Yes.
I think okay. So. Then I have those number of states.
No, those things I'm also having because they were done 2 years back. Anything which is done in the last 2 years is the one which is.
So you didn't have any PLPs from PLPs or P5s from PLPs? Mm-hmm. So, what about these noise levels? We have noise waveforms in
COM
databases.
COM database, yeah.
So, we have directly waveforms with a particular noise ID.
Yeah, that's right.
Those things are not disturbed.
They are now in the database section.
Nothing related to the database has been disturbed.
No, but I think.
Except the switchboard.
Yeah, except switchboard also we have it, but only thing is that we don't have all the data.
But the problem is like all these SNRs, I think may not be there in database.
No, they're there.
So
because it was...
You have added already like all the noise.
No, it was being written there. It's in the database itself.
Even with SNRs.
That's right.
No, even
the
DVD
okay.
form, we have it.
That is not a problem.
So it's not that you have added all the...
No, I didn't do it myself.
With SNR, different SNRs.
Means, that part is less scary.
So at least... We have wave files, so now we can generate anything, any PLP. So
the things which are related to your PLP can be done, I think. It's not such a major problem.
Yeah, so as a conclusion, there is no major problem except
time.
Yeah.
So how much time do you want to spend again?
MLP needs to be trained, and the PLP feature, so it's kind of 1.5 days for kind of to generate the new files.
But for all these SMRs, so that's also...
It will add up, that's it. Mm. But all of it is doable in 3-4 days' time.
I also have to store that generated posterior or some other things which I should regenerate. I have the scripts, but it takes time with you and regenerating all these things. Okay. So there is no major problem. Deadline of 2 weeks for ICAST.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have to generate any new results. I'm also on the other side then. But if I need to generate new results then. And anyway, there is emotional loss. So much of scripts and code.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you can't really write this. Especially the code is a real problem. Scripts is okay. Even scripts also, the configurations are easy if you forget something. Even pre-emphasis factor or something, it's even...
Means losses are emotional as well as whatever it is there, manner and blah blah. Especially. So rate 5 you have told to the...
It looks like if you get 3 discs gone, then it's very difficult to get it.
Which is?
If it's 1 disc, it's fine. Because at least one is having the...
No, one disc, that is no problem.
Mirror, so it will look out from the mirror. But the 3 discs are gone, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it went. Like, usually if as soon as 1 disc fails, it should be replaced. Actually. And...
So it should be replaced by...
Otherwise it will go on destroying other discs. I don't know how it happened, such a thing. Usually, as soon as one fails, it actually notifies the system administrator or makes certain kind of noise. To make sure that, it has to be replaced. So, if the disk is not replaced, then it will fail. There's an internal recovery. If you just replace the disk, it can quickly recover everything into that disk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you have if you have, it's kind of like essentially if it is like 120, 100 GB there are data space, then it essentially will have a 200 GB only receivable data to you. But then it can, as soon as you replace one of those hard disks, it can from the other one, it can recover everything on that. Internally it can do that kind of thing. But if it is a 3 disk space, then it's a really difficult job. I don't know how it can recover. Probably the one way that they send all the hard disks to the people who are experts, and they do like sector or block by block, decide to recover. But that's, it's very expensive.
But that will
simple, yes, a simple thing might cost you minimum 10,000 euros.
But even this may be really huge data also.
Was it insured in India?
I don't know. I don't think insurance company will do.
No, insurance can take care of means anything can be insured in this world nowadays.
I think maybe some companies definitely they will insure, obviously. You can't really have so many backups.
But it still means one thing which is mystery to me, why Temp1 and Temp2 were residing on the same hard disk?
No, it was because it was not Temp1, Temp2, but they have the same. It has 3 DB, 3 disk hard disk category. And so you can go up to 14 or something like that, but it can be on the same.
Yeah, so it means.
It's just partition.
It tries to quickly put things in this way that so that, and but only thing is that only one site has the backup. Keeps taking up the backup. So it puts everything quickly. It can decide wherever it wants to put. So it's faster to do that way.
No. What I'm saying means Temp1 and Temp2 could have been different systems altogether.
No, I think that's a soft name they have given that.
I'm saying they could have kept differently.
Yeah, but then what is the use of RAID then?
No, RAID on both the systems, what's the problem?
No, but that is what the RAID can allow you to keep up to 14 hard disks.
Hard disks, there were already 5 hard disks, right?
Yeah, so they have 5, and you can do up to 14 if you want to keep that. And it can still work, and it says that, and the way it looks like, it's still fault tolerant, you know, the way it is.
But
usually it is just that if you one disk crashes before if it is replaced quickly, then no problems. Otherwise unsaved data will start, the first thing is get lost.
Yeah, now everybody is going to be scared of temps.
Temp is well, it's anyway we I think they can do because some of these people are experts. There are a couple of experts in Switzerland itself. So if they can really recover it.
But is it really costly, this system?
Yeah, it depends on the job. You know, sometimes it's a small hardware thing, they might do it within, you know, 5,000 euros and all. But if it's very much detailed work, they will just. This is the whole thing starts like this, that you have to give your credit card number and sign a form, and then only they will start checking your hard disk.
No. I checked over the net, it's not away. You send the things to them,
yeah.
They will see if they can recover, then only they'll ask you that this
no,
is
no,
the quotation.
No,
but if there is no, if they cannot recover, they will send it back.
No, that's what they say. Like you do it, then send it the hard disk, then they will say, okay, we can do it. And then if you do it,
first they'll give you a quotation. They won't go without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, means it's a wrong information.
Maybe at least they will give some number, otherwise.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, what they say that send us the thing, we look at the things, if it is recoverable. We will tell you what is the quotation.
What is the estimate of that?
And if it is not recoverable, we will send it back to you. But means and if they cannot recover it, then what they won't charge anything from you for the inspection.
I think that is
At least they will know beforehand.
That's right.
Hopefully they can.
Looking at the how much failure has happened, accordingly they will tell you whether they can recover or not.
And in fact, if they can go a lot, but you know, they can go block by block and look into it and try to recover. But that much you would want to go or not is the question.
But even like how much important data is it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just MP3s or something, so
yeah.
You don't really need to.
And it's like 40 tera.
4 tera, no?
4 tera, 40 tera.
4 tera.
So how much is 4 tera? 4,000 gigabytes?
Yeah, 4,000
yeah.
Gigabytes.
Okay.
4,000 GB.
Not much.
Yeah, that's a big.
But now we got something like...
Isn't RAID 1 has more fault tolerant as compared to RAID 5?
Mm-hmm. No, RAID 5 is better than
RAID
5.
RAID 1 is having exactly 50% capacity is utilized. It's copy.
Okay.
Two copies of the same thing will be existing.
Mm-hmm.
That is RAID 1.
But RAID 5 is 20% copy.
That's right.
Yeah.
RAID 5 is 20%.
It's not the other way.
No. So RAID 1 is exactly, means it's a lot of wastage of resources, but it's more fault tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no parity kind of or anything, nothing exists there.
Yes.
So the disk which has crashed, that cannot be recovered. The disk which has not crashed, it can be recovered completely. Means if both the disks have crashed for the same data,
mm-hmm.
you cannot recover anything.
Mm-hmm.
If one disk has crashed, then you can recover everything.
Yeah,
it will be in the other disk. So that is RAID 1.
Anyway, how do you want to go about it?
If you are given a choice, you want to take RAID 1 or RAID 5 or a simple laptop?
No, I would say, how would you like to go about with ICAS?
Well, I think after this meeting, we can try together to regenerate this. Well, PLPs, I think they should be first regenerated, then posterior, then if by the end of the week we could have posterior, then it's not that difficult. I can easily regenerate the gammas and do all the experiments again.
So what are the experiments you need to do? What are the new experiments you are having in your mind?
Mainly, there will be some experiment to check how the system is robust against these tuning factors like language model, language embedding factor, and word insertion penalty. This will be the main new issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you feel that is paper material?
Yeah, the new thing in the paper, and well,
and also maybe like this noise.
Noisy cases.
Yes.
But the one which you have reported means you want to report something more than that.
Well, this is not in the paper.
Actually, this was not in the paper. I put it in the presentation, but it's not in the paper.
Okay.
The paper was just for plain speech.
Okay.
But since I had the results before, and I cannot copy these things, because I talked with Neve and he said, okay, actually, the numbers are not very reasonable because they are just 13 PLP features, and we have to have at least something which is known for people. I mean, they are expecting something around 1987 or something like this. So, I had to redo all the experiments, but now it's a little bit more difficult because before I had posterior, and now we have two more steps, PLP and then posterior.
Okay.
At least now we can know a full system setup.
So maybe what I can do, I can give you the setup.
Yes.
And you can generate from bottom.
Yeah.
Brain MLP, test MLP.
Thank you very much.
So now mainly like a 39 PLP. You were always using 39, right? Mm-hmm.
I was using 39.
But then why these features you gave me like their setting?
I wanted to extend this. Well, actually, the paper we wanted to write was for ICAS was something related to multi-stream gamma. But
I
will explain. So that my plan was to have two streams, and I thought that one stream would be PLP and the other would be delta PLP.
Oh, okay.
So this was one part of experiment, so single stream, and then I wanted to combine deltas with this and have another table. So that was what. But actually, because you know the numbers and the study is not, it's not showing a strong results. Anyway, results are not very important, but they should be within a range of acceptable numbers. So then, for now, I think it's better to, instead of doing PLP and delta PLP, I can have single stream of 39 PLPs and then combine them with traps.
Yeah, those results only you reported in inter speech, like 39 PLP results.
Yeah, 39.
They were 39.
They were, that's why they were less than 10% more information.
Yeah.
No, even like clean speech you were getting.
So, what is this result? This is related to your MLMI?
No, no, it's inter speech.
No, no, this is just.
Okay. These numbers are full PLP 39.
Ah, okay.
But just to make things clear in the presentation, to show more steps.
What is the tripone gammas?
We use the tripone MLP.
Ah, okay. Your MLP.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. No, he gave scale equivalence to me, then I generated gamma.
Okay.
Even.
But those gammas would be same as.
Yeah,
normalize the scale accuracy.
Yeah. No, no, no.
They
are different.
That has been through the data from that channel.
Yeah, because I have tripone GMMs and HMMs.
Okay.
So he gave me scale accuracy of tripones.
Not scale accuracy.
Yeah,
scale
accuracy.
Scale
accuracy.
From tripone
GMM. Oh, MLP scale accuracy.
Yeah.
You are having posteriors there, right?
Yeah, so I divided
by the pliers.
Pliers, yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay, so
then again, I will pass through full network, then I can generate tri-phone gammas.
And full network, what was the architecture?
No, no, it's just GMM word models.
Okay.
You have all the connections to this
mm-hmm.
and all the words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what are the other things we need to discuss?
So then first thing is like we need to generate PLPs, and then all these SNRs, PLPs.
Amazing that everything got unlocked.
No, but I think there is still some data which is recoverable. At least they could give us time to. I think that the most of those things should be there. I copy it already. They could.
No, it was there on yesterday morning also. Even.
Yeah.
So I was running some experiments and then it was okay, but it's readable only, so I can't write anything.
No, you don't have to write, but you could read.
Yeah. So, but we don't know. Like we thought, like. I thought it's recovering, so maybe by tomorrow I will get everything. So, because if you want to copy again, you will have.
This all because of you. You came on wrong day from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You should have come on Juma. It could have been okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, still some people are in vacation, so they will really.
They will get a shock of their life.
Mm-hmm. Today will be back.
Maybe they won't come back if they have read their mails.
He flies to Senegal, yeah, okay.
So, Daniel is where in Italy?
Yeah.
Mm. But even all over the recent iteration, iterative training setup is intense. Because like, so much we can copy because it's really so many iterations and even we thought of really completing many more experiments.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a major loss, no doubt.
But at least, yeah, scripts are there, every script. Like, every scripts are there, but. So if they can record.
The you want to run the scripts is not there.
Yeah, if they can record at least Hammond's P files, then.
If they can give me my C files, then also it's okay.
Yeah. But C files, yeah. Even if they give you P files, it's really, but even you don't really need to.
Yeah, because I don't need to generate features also. Yeah, it's amazing. And I don't need all my P files, just few of them.
Yeah, hey, just only like recent P files at least.
And what if we have someday a fire in India? We will lose all the data?
Oh, that is, anywhere fire will lose all the data.
I mean, but they have, well, I think.
Nowadays it's not the case. They're physically also separated.
Yes,
yeah.
They can, you know.
Yeah, physically it is separated.
But you know, here we can easily have a fire because everything is made of wood, I think, and it's small and.
I think
yeah.
There's sprinkler something around here, I hope so.
But still, I think I.
Wood sprinklers.
In Edinburgh, they had that big fire and then.
When wood is there, and sprinklers don't work.
even server, that building, and all the computers in that building, they all burned, but they have like three backups in the university, so.
Yeah.
These people, they didn't really affect much. Yes, universities maybe it's really big.
Yeah.
So
in fact, they would have distributed the whole thing around.
Yeah,
they won't
have backup in different.
Physically in different.
And also in some, in underground, so that like, slide proof or
something. In the detail form of the argument.
Yeah.
Anyway, the good, the conclusion is to have a backup and the CD at home.
No, CDs are
yeah,
not enough.
Like
CDs are not enough. That's
yeah,
the
how much?
No, because one CD is how much? It's not even 1 GB.
Yeah.
So then CDs are not enough.
Phone book, I can recover everything on phone book because I have it as a CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it once upon time to copy it to my home, and so I have all the data on my CD. But I don't know if I copied all the numbers that are on that. So
you're talking about data? So you're
data is the whole feature to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Feature, segmentation, every label file, everything is there. I can recover it back from that.
But what about some Iqbal's home directories or he also kept everything in
No, he was having a lot many things in the proper places.
Yeah.
But in temp he was having a lot of important things. All the experiments which he was running.
But he did mostly on numbers, no? So at least if we can record, if we can read some of his stuff or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at his home speaking part or something?
Look what?
Look for any features or anything like that.
No.
What we do with the switches.
No, he maybe he might be using same PLP features or something.
No. Okay, that way. Might be, but the situation is that he was generating his own PLP features from his own scripts. He was not using Dr. Speech. So he was like, he was... So I borrowed few of the things from him.
Yeah.
The FFT routine and reading the signal waveform. These things I borrowed from him and I changed. And then I put it in my all programs. So I kept the backups, but those backups are themselves on temp. I didn't know that this way it can crash, because I thought might be I can do a mistake and wipe out the things. And then there is no backup. So I cannot blame anybody, but I didn't know that the whole backup can itself crash. Now in my life, I will never believe anything which is temporary. Whether it is temperature or whether it is temporary. Because just few days back, I took a backup of my laptop, fearing the same thing. But then I didn't realize that I should take a backup of.
Only good thing is that the numbers, I think I pretty much can recover all, even the triphone experiments.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I have kept those labels all the same in the speech directory, a P file of it.
No, then it's good.
So it's easier to generate back all those labels and everything.
So, but your PLP is
PLP should be there.
Mm-hmm.
I should have kept the PLP also, something like that.
Then we just need to run another thing. Yeah, but PLPs are like hardly a few minutes.
PLP is hardly a few
minutes. The extra work on it, like, you know, converting the segmentation from monophone to triphone, this kind of thing. Then all the scripts are there in the temp for that kind of thing.
Oh.
Which scripts?
Like
from posteriors to
post
dynamic.
No, what you do is like you have the segmentation to train that for monophone, right?
Yeah.
You can convert the same thing into triphone segmentation, because the monophone and triphone they are no different, except that you're just going to give a different label to them.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to convert that segmentation directly here.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than now, you know, you see the point that if you lose one, so the thing is that I have to recover, means I have to recover to the monophone segment, segmentation to triphone segmentation, the whole thing.
But you still need to run all the nets, no?
Yeah, it's okay. That's the number that's very fast. So it's
no, but it's not. I think at least it takes 2 hours or
yeah,
3 hours.
3 hours, I think.
Yeah,
you
right
can't
now you
also, that's the problem.
The thing is that right now you know almost what is the one which is giving you the best result, so you can come to
not in all cases. That's the problem which people are facing. Because everything was written then and there itself. I mean, similarly, the optimization has been done. They did the optimization there and they evolved on that, started working on that. They didn't write it with pen or something on a paper or saying that, okay, this is the best optimization.
So, for example, if you want to replicate all these results, then you need to use all Hammond's PLP configuration. Then that's
because if I change my configuration, then
Your
results are somewhere else.
Then you don't know.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's recover it. So let's hope the best.
So how much time we have spent?
I think we have spent.
Okay.
Thank you. Fine. Okay, fine.
Have a good day.
So, we have to do it first.